We are obligated to tell you it's day one of tax season. Yeah, you're welcome. The IRS began accepting tax returns today, so what can we expect this year? Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
I mean, what an intro like that. Come on, a little more enthusiasm, Scott.
That's what you bring. That's your job, Jill. The numbers, the average refund fell by 3% in 2023 compared to the year prior. Any thoughts on what we can expect this year?
I mean, listen, this drives me bananas. It really does. Because last year, the average refund amount was about $3,200. And to be clear, when you're getting a refund, you don't have use of your money throughout the year. You're basically lending money to Uncle Sam interest-free for a whole year. And by the way, last year, you could have been earning 4 or 5% on that money. So, gang, if you get a big refund, no happy dance. Adjust your withholding. Keep on top of this. You need control of your money throughout the year. And maybe this could help you avoid taking on debt or maybe earning more than 0%.
Yeah. Okay. And very quickly, how do we adjust that so that we ideally, as you're telling us, get a small refund or no refund?
Well, you actually just adjust it. You can basically use a withholding calculator on the IRS website, but you do it with your employer. And if you are potentially working and you're self-employed, you might change the amount of money you're contributing for your quarterly estimates. But it's on you. Go to your employer. It's really easy to do.
Okay. This year, the IRS is trying something new, something called Direct File. You can file directly with the government. It's free. It's going to be piloted in 12 states this year. Tell us how that's going to work.
I find this very interesting because this would allow taxpayers to file their returns online. And according to the IRS, no software, mobile-friendly, easy-to-use, secure, accessible, and free. I love that word, free. There are 12 pilot states you can check. And if you're if you live in one of those 12 states, maybe you try it out. And it's basically a way to cut down on the amount of software and complaints and third parties and give people a way to file their taxes directly with the government, which many countries do already. We are not well behind on that with our tax planning.
Okay. Jill, in your latest article, your latest missive, you have in big bold letters, prepare now. For those of us who dally every year, what's the benefit of getting going early?
Well, first of all, I would just say that the IRS website, irs.gov, is amazing. It's fantastic. I really do think it's searchable. It's easy. And they've got a section called Get Ready. It will walk you through. You're just trying to make sure that you're not freaking out. This is a way to give you better peace of mind. Go through the areas where you think you might need to collect documents, your W-2s, your 1099s. Did you collect unemployment last year? That could be taxable. Dividends, interest, pensions, annuities, all this stuff. And that just have it ready, because if you don't have everything ready when you start the process, you will get stymied in the middle of it.
Okay. And really quickly, Congress is talking about raising the child tax credit for certain families. Even if it does, would that make it into this year's returns or no?
Well, we have no news on it yet. It could. It is proposed to do so. So we'll wait and see on that.
Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst, host Jill on Money, and big fan of the IRS website. You heard it here. Jill, thank you.
Take care.